148. The 21st century has begun. What changes do you think the new century will bring? Use examples and details in your answer. Now that we are in a new millennium, we can assume there will be changes in the world. I predict that the changes will be in the areas of information dissemination, global alliances, and family structure. In the past decades, the computer was responsible for changing the way information was organized. Now, the computer plus the internet is changing the way information is spread. Information will now be universally available to anyone with a computer. You will not have to go to libraries to do research. You will not have to travel to visit scholars. You will not have to go to a bookstore to buy a book. You can do all of this from your home on the computer. In the past decades, the nations of the world aligned themselves with the United States, the former Soviet Union, or with one another in a loose alliance. In the future, these alliances will be more fluid. Some countries will align politically with one country, but economically with another. Some countries will share technology and others information, but will not trade together. Some countries, which have long been enemies, will align militarily for regional security. The family structure will not be based on a mother-father-child pattern. Single-parent families will be more common, and often the child will not be a biological child of the single parent, but will be adopted. Other family structures, like domestic partnerships, will become more accepted. Whatever the changes may be, whether in the way we receive information, the way nations align with one another, or the way family units are defined, you can be sure that there will be more change. Change is a constant.